Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
This podcast is brought to you by Epicor Profit 21 ERP. Purpose built for distributors. In sports, the best teams don't chase the scoreboard. They set the pace. And in distribution, pace matters. 60% of top distributors run on Epicor Profit 21 ERP. It's ERP purpose built for distribution. Enhanced with agentic AI that doesn't just inform, but acts. Optimizing inventory, streamlining purchasing, and making every day easier. Don't play catch up. Visit epicor.com/win.
The Bird Show.
Good morning, Megan.
Morning, guys.
Good morning.
Yeah. So my best friend, and when I say best friend, let me just clarify before we even start. She's like a sister to me. Like we have the same age children, and they play together. They do everything together. We do things with our husbands together every month, once a month at least. We do things together. So she's more than just my best friend. I just want to clarify that. But so she's been really strange lately, and I'm kind of getting a feeling that something is not going well in the marriage, and she just won't tell me about it. I haven't heard a thing. She always comes to me with everything. And
are you sleeping with her husband?
Am I?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, of course not. But I just don't know what to do because I'm hurt because I can't help her. Do you know what I mean? Because I'm always there for her, so I'm kind of hurt in that way. But then I'm also hurt that she just isn't coming to me.
Well, how do you know she's having these problems? You're just assuming?
Well, not just assuming. I mean, I'm pretty sure. Like, I haven't seen her husband in probably, like, at least 2 weeks. I haven't seen him at all. And we, like I was saying, we always have these monthly dinners that we all go out together. We get like one babysitter for the kids and we all go out to dinner together. And we haven't done that in 2 months at least. And so I said that the other day, I was like, oh, you know, we haven't done one of these. We have to get together. That's it. You know, this week we're going to do something. And she ended up coming and she came alone. Her husband wasn't with her. And so, you know, of course, obviously that's weird, although it's a couple's dinner. So she said that he was sick. I was like, okay, you know, whatever, he's sick. My husband and I get home, and his car isn't even in the driveway.
Maybe so, he went to the pharmacy.
Yeah,
because that's
I don't
a good
know.
Place to
I'm
hang out.
I'm just getting a very strange feeling.
Because he's sick.
Have you asked her if everything's okay?
Yeah.
And she said yeah?
I mean, she's very different. She's very distant and very kind of quiet lately, and of course, I mean, I've asked her, you know, if there's anything going on, and she's, no, everything's fine. She doesn't say anything. I'm not sure what to do.
What, now, you focused on this couple's dinner. How much one-on-one time do y'all hang out together?
A lot. I mean, we're like one family. Like, we recently put up new fencing,
mm-hmm.
and we didn't put the part that divides our homes, we left that unfenced. So we have like one big family yard. I mean, she's like she's like a part of my family. You know, we spend time together all the time. Like, her kids will eat over at my house all the time, like a couple times a week, and vice versa. It's just very, like, we're like one family.
Okay. Well, I think that may be a clue for me, is the fact that if you are just one big unit, so it's not you two are best friends, and that, you know, you kind of confide in each other, and you hang out, and your husbands, but what's most important is you are best friends, where you're, every language you're speaking is we as a unit, we as a huge, full unit. So if she has a problem, or is having problems in her marriage,
right,
I could see where she would go to somebody else outside this unit, because it doesn't seem like it's built around your friendship, it's around your families,
right?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Melissa. Good morning, Monica. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Morning,
Melissa. You're, I think, right on. And I wanted to also share, having been a woman who had gone through a divorce in my 20s, that's a very, very specific experience. And you don't know how you'll handle it until you go through it. And I found myself not telling anybody, not my best friend, not my mom, not anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's something that until you really want to work it out, you don't want to be premature and say, we're having problems. The other thing is, she is like your family, which means she doesn't want to turn you against her husband at all or prematurely. And I wouldn't take it as a personal affront in any way. I think it's just how she's dealing with it, probably. And if the more you can be there for her in a very general way, I think the better friend you'll be. I had a dear, dear friend that went through breast cancer, and I never knew it. And I just, you know, said, hey, I wish I could have been there for you, but I understand that's your choice. So
yeah, some people just choose, like, I think my wife is more of a person that would bring her friends in and talk about it, whereas I would handle it by myself.
Mm-hmm,
I don't want to
mm-hmm.
burden anybody with it. I don't want to talk about it with anybody. I want to just fight the inner fight by myself, which is probably the unhealthier way to do it. But some people just fight the fight themselves in their own head.
And I think the friend selection, that sometimes you don't want the repercussions for what you're about to say. So sometimes it's easier to tell a friend, a person who's not quite your closest friend about something traumatic. So like the last caller said, in case it works out, then there's no repercussions to what you said, or you don't want she's a part of this perfect family unit that the two of you have created, that she doesn't want maybe her own reputation with you to be damaged, so she wants to go to somebody else, which is not an insult. It's just, yeah, I do think it is how she's handling it, and you just have to be there for her however she is.
Good morning, Annie. You're on the Burt Show, Q100.
Hi. I just wanted to say that, like, she doesn't have to tell you. If she doesn't want to tell you, then she's not going to tell you. It's really none of your business anyway.
Hey, Annie, how old are you?
I'm 12.
All right. Doesn't mean your opinion's any less valid.
No, your opinion is just
as
valid. We were just curious.
Like, Annie, how would you handle this situation? If you're,
it happens to me, like, all the time. I really don't care. They don't have to tell me. Of course, I'm going to find out anyway, but...
So, like, if your best friend had a secret and she was telling other people and not you, you wouldn't be offended by that?
Not really.
Okay.
Like, she doesn't have to tell me. Like, if she wants to tell me, then she'll tell me. But I'm going to find out anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Okay. And we don't know that her friend has told anybody about anything. She's just not sharing it with her. So it may be like what Bert said.
I want to help. It's more because it's not that I'm like, it's more that I feel like I have no... It's just a very helpless feeling because she's my best friend and I want to be able to help her, and I know she's going through something. It's not so much that I'm mad that she, I'm a little bit hurt because, we are so close, but it's more that I really want to help her. I want to be there with her, but I never saw it the way you guys are saying it, and that makes sense to me, that she doesn't want to bring us into it right now because... Just in case, if it does work out or she just doesn't want to ruin, that makes sense.
And when you really want to help somebody, you have to help them on their terms, not your terms. So you can't force her to let you help her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let me just take one or two more calls. Kenya, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, Bert Show. Hey. I was just calling to say that it sounds, I kind of agree partially with the 12-year-old. It's a bit selfish on her part to want her to tell her, and I understand you wanting to help her, but if she's your best friend, she's going to tell you if she wants you to know. And the great thing about being a friend and being a best friend is knowing when to step to the side, knowing when to be quiet, knowing when to let situations happen. That's the good thing about having really, really good friends in your life, is knowing when to be the friend, knowing when to just shut up, knowing when to listen, knowing when to talk, all that good stuff. So step outside of yourself for a second, and if she wants to tell you, she'll tell you. If she doesn't, she doesn't, but it shouldn't affect your relationship one way or another.
Do you really want to help her, or do you just want to be involved just
in the know?
I don't know where that came from. Do you just want to be like part of the inner circle and be part of the whole gossipy, rumory thing?
No, because I'm not like that. I'm really not, so... I want to help her. She's going through a tough time, but
maybe
definitely step aside. If I'll be there if she needs me, but I won't bring it up anymore, I guess.
But maybe you helping her is you not knowing. Like, maybe a lot of people do know and you're the one who doesn't, so everything's normal.
Yeah, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people feel too, if you know, then your husband will know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And maybe she's just trying to keep this thing all to herself.
Yeah.
Hey. The Bird Show.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.